How many I got out?
Yes.
Got 7.5.
7.5. So you still got time, buddy. You can end up with, I mean, hopefully, what are you thinking? What do you think? What's your number?
Well, my goal is 12, 13.
Okay. So what do you think you need to do in the next 6 days? What do you think it's going to take for you to get that, achieve that goal?
Honestly, just placing a certain sense of urgency on my customers. And Mr. Jason showed us a video today, a really great video on placing a sense of urgency and making whatever vehicle that the customer is looking at, making it sound like, or making it seem like it's the last vehicle of its kind. So I'm definitely gonna be doing that. And when I make my calls, I'm gonna sell the appointment so that way I can get the appointment coming in and do it like that. So
that's amazing, Richard. Well, thank you very much. Let's give it up for Bad Money Guys, aka Richie. Who is this cool guy with the sunglasses down here? Freddie. Looking like what's he looking like, guys? Looking like Mark Anthony? Hey, man, what you got? What's your name? Where are you from? Are you a Chevy? You're a Chevy dude, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
How long you been there, Freddie?
It's going good. It's going really good.
How long have you been there, Papa?
About 3 months now.
And what do you love the most about working at Bravo, man?
I would say overall the atmosphere, my coworkers, my leaders, everybody's, coming to work with good energy, and it's definitely something that I like to see at work.
Nice. And it sounds like you've been in the car business before, so you worked at a different dealership.
Yes.
Just by the way, the things you're saying. So how important is it to you as a salesperson to come in and have your managers fired up and encouraging and ready to go? Does that make a difference for you in your day?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And what's your goal for this month?
My goal for this month would probably be to finish off with at least 12.
Okay. So you're sitting at 7 as well?
No, I'm sitting at 5.5 right now.
Okay. Well, you know what, man? The last week of the month is typically busiest. Well, so obviously you're thinking about doing something dramatically different than you did the first 3 weeks. What is it that you're going to do so different? Because you're saying in 1 week, I'm going to sell more cars than I did the first 3 weeks. So to me, it tells me that you're going to do something completely different. You're going to do maybe more. You're going to try harder. What can you share a couple of things that you in your mind are going to do different this next week?
Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking, definitely more advertising, putting vehicles out on Facebook, Craigslist, trying to get them out as much as possible, and just trying to market myself more than what I've done in the past.
Nice. Have you sold a vehicle off of Facebook, off your network before?
Yes, I have, but it's kind of rare, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
So anybody here who, thank you, Freddie. I appreciate that. Let's give it up for Freddie, guys. Good job, Freddie. That's awesome, man. Good share. We love it. All right. So who here, okay, is very successful selling cars on Facebook? Can anybody raise your hand, please?
I am.
Okay. Echo. All right, Echo. So, yes, you are, girlfriend. Did you get your new phone yet?
Not yet. I haven't had time.
You haven't had time.
I'm always here.
How much you need for your new phone? How much is it?
I'm between the $1,000 one and the $1,700 one.
Oh shit! Oh damn! I was gonna be generous this morning, but damn, $1,000.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong. Okay, check this out. $1,000, right? I'm trading mine in. It's giving me $500 in like credit. So it's only going to be around $500. So,
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to give you those $500 so you can get a new phone.
No way.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes,
my videos would be Let's so give it up much for
Echo,
money.
Guys. I'll tell you what. Echo does videos all the time. She's constantly networking. She's constantly. Man, she's amazing. She's amazing. And last time I talked to her, she goes, Alex, my phone is old. And you know what? She has no memory on her phone because the last phone she bought didn't have enough memory. So Echo, you deserve it, Mama. I know you work hard, so I'm gonna give you this $500 so you'll get a new phone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know what? Because okay, so now that I'm hooking you up, how about you hook me up and you share with everyone what is it that you do on Facebook? How does Facebook work for you?
What was drilled into my head? Be in your videos. My views shot up. my views shoot up if I'm in the video. If I'm not in the video, less people watch it. Because you're talking about something and somebody to look at where they point and everything to get engaged. Want them, you know, make them want to get engaged.
Yes.
Be animated. People always tell me you're so animated.
So have a good energy, be animated, and be in the video. So guys, for all the shy guys out there that don't want to be on camera, like, oh man, do I have to be on this video? Come on, man. It makes a difference when you're in the video, and it also makes a difference when you have energy. And then now you do use a couple of apps for your videos because your videos are all fancy and you got all this music. Is there any apps that you recommend for videos for the guys?
iMovie. I'm going to have to switch it up whenever I get the new one. So I'm going to have to find something different. But I know, man, I've been working with on my friend's phone. So he has pretty much has the one I'm going to get. But it's to where you can show a vehicle, but your face is shown at the same time. So that I can't wait for. So
what's the name of that app?
I use iMovie. On iPhone, I use iMovie. And it's really quick. You can get really quick video of everything and then put it together, put music on it, mute whatever's going on, put music on it and put words on it, your phone number, whatever you need.
Oh, so you can even put stuff in there, like your phone number, come see me, information.
Yes. Stuff. I've even done where it does voiceovers, sound effects, different stuff.
And do they have anything to like hide wrinkles and like your belly? And like,
I use Snapchat.
Make me look good. Because, I mean, I know it's probably not an app there that can do that, but.
And I've got this almost permanent sunburn. So I do use Snapchat for filters sometimes, but I did do one with no filter the other day. Came out great. So,
hey, you know what, y'all? She just brought up an interesting point. Okay. Do me a favor. Is everybody listening? Listen up, y'all. Please. Because I love y'all. Invest in this. If you're a salesperson, go buy some high protection sunscreen and get in the habit to put sunscreen on every morning. If you're working on a lot, trust me, y'all. Trust me when I tell you, please put sunscreen. I know we're talking about sunscreen, but it is important. She's just reminding me of it right now. I had a salesperson that I worked with a long time ago, and he told me this, and I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man, I do it every morning. But anyway, all right. Well, let's get started. Thank you, Echo. Thank you, Freddie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, everyone that participated. Thank you very, very, very much. Super excited to be here, guys. And thank you, Lance, for letting us know what carne guisada and carne asada is, because you did have it right. It is true. It is true. They're both delicious. And speaking of delicious, y'all, how about we have a delicious weekend? What do you think? We got some country music. We got some Tejano music, I'm sure, over there, Western, whatever you guys got going on over there. You guys are going to eat some good food. And guess what? But we need to make sure, let's not get too distracted with this event. Let's make sure that we get some appointments in, that we triple turn every customer, that we're pushing every customer to our worksheet, y'all, and that we make every single deal. Y'all, the banks are working with us. We just got to pick up the phone. We got to talk to them, okay? We got to talk. Saul, are you having any issues with banks right now getting deals done? Are you experiencing the banks not wanting to work with us? I mean, you guys are crushing it over there. And
not specifically not wanting to work with us. They're just taking a little longer to reply. So we got to stay with the customers. We got to keep them engaged. We got to, you know, make sure that during that process that we get from the submittal to the approval, that they're, you know, that they're not left alone for too long, that they get to think about their decision and, you know, kind of just keep them again engaged. So when they get to finance, they're still hot enough to purchase some more stuff.
Now, y'all are doing a really good job, and I know you guys have, I mean, everybody's going to assume, man, Chevy's doing really good because everybody that comes over there has good credit. Is that a good assumption?
No, sir. We see all full spectrum from high fours all the way to eight, and we do what we can, and, you know, we structure some deals. We give away some cars. We ask for referrals on the ones that, you know, cost us some money, landing them in the right unit, getting rid of old agers. If we're going to take a nasty deal, we're going to take it on an old ager so we can get rid of it, kill two birds with one stone, and, you know, move on to the next one.
So what would be one advice that you, or maybe something you can share with us on when you guys are dealing with those challenging credit people, which we want to give them a millionaire treatment, right? We want to treat them like millionaires. We want to treat them well. We want to make them feel good, not make them feel like, hey, you can't buy anything. what would be the best advice that you can give all of us, managers, salespeople, everyone, BDC people? What is the best advice with your experience, with y'all's experience, what you guys are doing? Because we want to learn from the best, right, guys? Who wants to learn from Chevy? They're killing it right now. I want to learn from Chevy. I want to learn from them. If they're doing great, let's learn. So what do you think is the best advice you can give us right now when you're dealing with challenging credit? What do you think you guys are doing that you're like, man, we're doing this and it's working for us?
We start with a full story. You know, obviously, there's always a story in every car deal itself. We dig for any cash down that we might have, any trade-in that can help us. Landing them in the right unit is very important itself. Pull buyers, you know.
Come on. Because the key is landing in the right
unit. Land them on the right unit is very, very important itself.
And I love, who is that? Who's wearing that red plaid shirt right behind you? Is that Manny?
That's Fernando.
Who?
Fernando.
Nano, you know what, man? I just want to kiss you. You better be glad I'm not in El Paso. I was supposed to be there today, but I literally would kiss you right now because you said it twice. You keep interrupting them, and you said it two times. Land them in the right unit. Land them in the right unit. I want you to unmute yourself right now, everybody, and say, land them in the right unit, like Fernando said it. Say it, please.
Land them in the right unit.
Land them in the right unit.
Right unit.
All right, Luisito. Thank you, Sal. That's amazing. Okay, Luisito. So you've been doing this for a long time. You've been doing this for what, 20 years plus, probably. You're obviously been successful. How important do you think it is to land them on the right unit? Is this something you've known for a long time? Is this something you've been more focused on here lately, recently, in the past few years? Or was this a big part of your success when you guys were at Charlie Clark doing an amazing job? Tell us about how, in your opinion, how crucial is it to land them on the right unit, and how do you do that?
It's just to start. I mean, we gotta acquire vehicles and buy the vehicles in the right way, and watch your inventory, right? I mean, watch your inventory. You land them on, like Saul said, he said, get it done on the unit that makes sense, right? But also land them on the right unit. I mean, I don't want to kill the dreams, but you know, I don't want to lose a customer neither, right? We got to make sure that we set up for success from the beginning. And if I'm looking for a $300 payment, don't show me a $70,000 Silverado, because then all my demeanor morale is going to go down. Just keep the excitement, land it on the right unit, something that you can do. And I mean, that's just going to keep the momentum throughout the transaction. You don't want to bring him down morally and try to bring him back up. It's harder.
Yes. It's always easier. Okay. Thank you, Luis. That was awesome. Thank you. It's always easy. Listen, watch this. To car up than it is to car down. And let me tell you why. Because then pride gets in the way. If you look at your process card, y'all, look at your process card. If you have one in front of you, just take a look at it. And there's one crucial question that we ask, Mr. Customer, what basic features are you looking for? The reason why we do that is because we want to start with the most basic car possible. It's always easy to go from an LT to an LTZ. It's always easy to go from an SV to an SLE. It's easy to go from the LX to the EX, right? That's easy. We can do that. But it's a lot harder to go from the top one when you can't afford the payment, when the payment's too high, when you have to have $5,000-$6,000 from the bank and you don't have it. That makes it really, really hard to car down. So we got to be really, really intentional about putting the customer on the right car the first time. Does that make sense? So I want to encourage you that, listen, when I was a salesperson, the customer came in, I go, hey, Mr. Customer, what are you looking for? And they'd be like, oh, Alex, I want a loaded car. I want a car with all the features in the world. And in my mind, I would take them to the most expensive car, not realizing that an LT would have more features than he's ever seen before. You follow me? So we can't assume that just because he might not need air-conditioned seats. He may not need, digital cruise control, whatever it's called. He might not need all these things that, and nowadays, those things are most likely standard features. But some of the things that, I mean, think about it. Who uses navigation? I never use my nav. Lance is really good at it. I've seen him do it because he's like Mr., you know, organized, and he knows how to do things right, and he did it. I always just plug my phone, put it on my phone, and that's what I use. I use the app, the Google app. I use Waze. I use whatever, but I never really go sit there and put the destination, points of interest. I mean, I've done it a few times when I can't get signal. But anyway, putting the customer in the right car It's very, very important. Listen, you're going to make a lot more gross if you put customers on the right car. We were struggling with our grosses at Chevy. Y'all remember that in used cars? And we had this conversation about, hey, we got to put customers in the right car. And we also had a conversation about what? Let's get money down. Guys, when you're penciling these deals, ask for $5, $10, $15,000. And maybe you end up at $2,500. Maybe you end up at $3,000. But if you pencil every deal with zero, $500, and $1,000 down, guess what? You're not going to get any money down. And here's the thing. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Let's pick on somebody this morning. Here we go. Luis or Lance, should I pick on somebody new or somebody experienced? What do you think?
Experienced.
All right, let's go with experience. All right, Gabriel. Good morning, Mr. Gabriel. How are you? You good looking, you?
Good,
that
good.
Doesn't look country. What are you wearing?
It's a bandana.
A bandana? You look like a movie director, bro. You don't look like a country. All right, anyway. So, Gabriel. What? Josh laughing at you. All right, Gabriel, how do you ask for money down? So let's just say you need money down. What's the best way? You sell a lot of cars, and I'm just joking, man. You look amazing. But because you sell a lot of cars, you make a lot of gross, your customers love you, you're big on social media. How do you get customers to give you down payment? How do you ask for it?
So the way I ask for it is usually I tell them to use that I recommend that I usually cover your taxes. That way you don't end up financing your sales taxes. So taxes are usually around $2,000 or $3,000. And I think if you pitch it that way, it's more approachable as opposed to how much can you put down. All right.
What was the last part? I'm sorry, Gabriel.
So you always want to suggest to cover your taxes.
Okay, so guys, listen. The reason why we're talking about this, our grosses are not good, a lot of our stores.
Yeah, Alex.
And a lot of it has to do with down payment. Trust me on this. Yes, sir.
It's Gabe's birthday, by the way. Just wanted to tell him about
birthday. Is that what you're wearing, the bandana? And see, I made fun of you on your birthday. Yes, everybody, sir. Unmute yourself and say happy birthday, Gabriel.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yes, Gabriel is amazing. You're talking about a kind human being. You're talking about someone that's willing to help others and is a nice person. Good job, Gabriel. Thank you. All right, perfect. Thank you, Gabriel. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, listen up, guys. So this is what I got from Gabriel. What I got from Gabriel is that he's advising his customers. He's giving customers advice. He's saying, hey, don't finance your taxes. Don't pay interest on your taxes. It's bad enough that you have to pay taxes, Mr. Customer. Why would you not have to pay taxes and pay interest on your taxes? Let's go ahead and put the taxes down. That way you're not having to pay interest on those taxes. Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Or we can say, hey, Mr. Customer, most lenders require, most lenders would like to see, say would like to see, unmute yourself and say would like to see.
I'd like to see.
All right. Most lenders would like to see, Mr. Customer, 10 to 15% down. Okay. Sometimes 20%. Okay. Which one did you want to go with? 10, 15, or 20%? That's it, y'all. And if they say, Mr. Customer, what they want to do, listen to this. Okay. Can I tell you something? Okay. Can we please change our mind about down payment? Please. Can we do this? Let me tell you why. Because this is what you think. Okay, let's be honest. Can everybody be honest with me this morning? When we think of down payment, when we think of asking a customer for down payment, do we not think it's a negative thing? Let's be honest. Oh, man, I got to go ask a customer for $1,000 down. Oh, man, I got to go ask a customer for $2,000 down. Oh, man, I got to go ask a customer for $3,000 down. We think of it as a bad thing, like we're doing something bad. Well, let me explain something to you. You've been wrong. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're wrong. You're doing the complete opposite. When you ask a customer for down payment and you get it, you're actually doing the customer a service. Did you know that? Because number one, you're putting them in a better equity position. Number two, they're going to pay less interest because they're not financing as much. The less you finance, the less interest you're going to pay. Number three, you might even get them to a tier level where they get a better interest rate for the entire loan. Number four, better trade cycle. Amen? Number five, they won't be upside down when they come back. Mr. Customer, God forbid something changes and you finance the whole amount plus whatever you're upside down plus your taxes, in 2 years, 3 years from now, when you want to come in here and maybe you need a new vehicle for whatever reason, it might not even be that you want a new vehicle. It may be that, hey, your wife is pregnant. Maybe there's a change in your job and now you need something more affordable. Whatever the case may be, I want to be able to help you, Josh. I want to be able to help you, Diego. I don't want to turn you away or maybe run from you when I see you pull up. I want to be able to run, but not run away from you, run to you because I know I can help you. Can we change the perspective and the mindset on down payment, y'all? Does this make sense to y'all? But we have this thing where we're like, oh man, I got to go ask them for $1,000 down. Oh man, they need $2,000 down. Even the desk. Think about this. Even the desk will tell you, hey man, hey, is it a deal? No, man, they're asking for $10,000 down. No, man, we got a deal. They want to put them in a good equity position. They want to get them out of this hole. Guys, we got to advise these people. Sometimes, a lot of times, when a customer comes in and they're super, super, super duper upside down, let me give you another secret that I used to tell my customers when I sold cars. Okay? This didn't happen overnight. Let me tell you what I mean by this. You don't get to be 10, 15,000 upside down by just going buying a car and 3 years later coming back and wanting to trade in your vehicle. No. You know how you get to that point? You trade in your car 6 months later. You trade in your car a year later. You trade in your car a year and a half later. You trade in a car. So your trading cycle is really fast, which there's nothing wrong with that, Mr. Customer. We need customers like you. We love customers like you. Everybody say, we love customers like you. Unmute yourself. That way you don't forget to tell them this part.
Love customers like you.
But Mr. Customer, I wish that the salesperson that has helped you this whole time or the salespeople had advised you to make an initial investment so you wouldn't be in this position right now. But here's what we do. We take on this responsibility. We take on this problem and make it our problem. You follow me? We make it like we did this. Hey, Mr. Customer, you're 10,000 upside down. We did this to you. No, we didn't. Mr. Customer, you were, it's almost like anything in life, y'all, okay? And you finally, boom, hit that rock bottom. You hit that rock bottom and you're like, oh, shit, I'm here. Divorce, loss of a job, something happens. You lose something that's really important to you. You find yourself locked up in a hotel room and you don't even know how the heck you got there. It's true, y'all. It happens. And you start asking yourself, how did I get here? How did I get here? How did I reach this point? And tell me the truth. Don't you get the answer right away, right there, because you know how you got there? You may ask that question, but you don't sit there and go, oh, man, I don't know how I got here. I don't know how this happened. I have no idea how I reached this point. No. You start thinking, looking back, and you go, okay, well, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do this. And this is how I got here. Well, the same thing goes with customers. When they reach to a point that they're super upside down, don't take it upon yourself, y'all. Don't make it your problem. Here's a trick that I like. Are y'all ready? Sales managers, tell me you're listening because I'm about to give you a super golden nugget. I'm going to show you how to do something amazing that you've never even heard of before. Okay? Let's just say a customer wants to be at $700 a month. Okay? And the payment is $900. The payment is $900, but the payment is $900 because they're $10,000 upside down, okay? So what you do is you pencil the deal and you say, okay, well, great news, Mr. Customer. We got your payment to $700 a month. I just need your initial right here. And then I also need your initial down here for $200 a month. That's for the $10,000 in equity you had on your trade because you traded in five times and didn't put any money down. So the total payment is $900, but I got you to $700. Oh, let's go. Come on, man. Who likes that? Do we take on this problem all the time? And you might say, oh, man, that's never going to work. They're not going to go for that. They might get offended about that. No, they're not. That's not your problem. I got you to $700. It's not my problem that you owe $10,000 more than your vehicle's worth. Hey, I didn't charge you $10,000 over. The dealership down the street did. Now, we don't have to talk bad about them. We don't have to say, hey, how dare they did that, because we've done that before. So we can't throw stones unless our house is made out of glass, right? But Mr. Customer, obviously you had to pay a premium. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Okay? due to the inventories that we were the inventory problems we were going through a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, sounds like you had to pay a premium for this vehicle, and now you're in this position. Well, I'd love to help you, and I'm going to, and I did get your payments for $700. Don't you think if you break it down like that, a customer would be more willing to pay the $900? Who says yes? Raise your hand. Think about that.